Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here at the River Talk Radio Network. Live exclusive interview with Kathy Kellidge, Belmont County Treasurer. We covered everything concerning the tax situation, the tax increases in Belmont County, and now the big buzz, of course, is about East Ohio Regional Hospital.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
So how much money does East Ohio Regional Hospital owe us, Kathy?
Over $1.1
million. $1.1
million. $1.1 million.
Over what period of time is this?
This was only for the last year.
Only for the last year?
So this was taxes that were owed last year.
Yeah.
All of last year and first half of this year.
When did they become late? When were they due?
So taxes, so they didn't pay any of their last year taxes. They were in the middle of a Board of Tax Appeals case, so they were holding off to pay that, from what I understand, or at least what was represented. So I guess if you're asking when were they late, they were late last year.
From last year?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the power to collect those taxes?
Do I have the power to foreclose on them?
Well, even foreclose anything. What powers do you have to get these taxes, these late taxes? Foreclosure, is that it?
Foreclosure at this point.
Okay. Are you going to foreclose, or can you foreclose on this hospital now that it's shut down?
No, not right now.
Why not?
Because they entered into a contract on March 3rd.
A contract.
I'm so sorry. So if you're delinquent, you have the opportunity to enter into a delinquent tax contract so that you can pay these taxes, whether it's monthly or semi-annually. This is a monthly contract. And as long as you're current on your half year taxes and your monthly contract, then you'll fulfill your contract eventually.
Okay. And did they do that?
No. I mean, obviously, they entered into a contract. We've got the first payment.
First payment. All right. And that was $33,000 or something?
$33,000. I want to say it was like I think it was actually $34,738.14.
All right. So they paid that, but they did not pay on the other money that they owed.
That's making payment on that. That was towards that delinquent. So everything that was delinquent the first half in all of last year, that included all of that that contract payment.
All right. So that was one lump sum then.
That was one lump sum that breaks down into a monthly payment contract.
All right. And were they on time with that payment?
They made the March 3rd payment, which was when they entered into the contract. So that's as on time as you can get.
All right.
Because they entered into the contract, they made the payment. Now, they have until the end of April to make that next payment. So as of right now, they're in a contract with us. So I can't do anything.
Because they haven't violated it yet.
Correct.
Okay. The day that they violated, let's say April 3rd. Let's say it's April
3rd. Well, April 30th. They have until the end of the month.
All right. So let's say May 1.
May 1.
What's Kathy Kellidge, Belmont County Treasurer, going to do?
If we have not gotten a payment for their contract, then that contract defaults. And then we'll proceed to a foreclosure case.
Okay, and what is the foreclosure case? So what is the procedure for East Ohio Regional Hospital? And do you really want to foreclose if they don't make the payment?
Okay, so let's take this and break this down into the two questions. So first of all, just like everything else in government, it takes time. So in order to file the foreclosure case, we'll have to do title work. Then once the title work is done, then the prosecutor will file the case.
When you say title work, one step at a time, the title is to make sure that Doc Johnson owns East Ohio Regional Hospital?
Exam to see what other lien holders there are.
So there might be other people who've already put liens on the property.
Correct.
Now, because you're the county, can you get to the front of that line?
I am the first lien holder.
You're always going to be the
first? I'm always the first lien holder.
Okay, so at least you're covered that way.
Correct.
All right. What happens then?
So, okay, so once we file the foreclosure case, then they have, we file, and just like every other civil case, they have time to respond. All of the lien holders are identified, so they also have an opportunity to respond. And then ultimately, eventually, if there's no resolution, it will go to a sale, foreclosure sale. And then it will be offered at a public auction.
Okay, and well, a foreclosure sale means what?
Okay, so what it means is that
Could I buy that hospital for a dollar?
No. No. So a foreclosure sale is all back taxes and all special assessments, everything that's on that tax roll, including penalties and interest, along with all fees associated with the sale. That's what we have to capture.
So that would be well over $1 million then?
Correct.
Is that building worth more than $1 million?
Any building is probably worth, like any building that size is probably, that's actually in good condition is worth over $1 million, yes.
Okay. So this foreclosure sale, then what happens after that?
So it's offered twice at the sale. If it's not purchased, then it will go for forfeiture, which is auditor sale.
What does that mean?
That means that's starting bid for Cindy. Cindy determines the starting bid for the hospital, and that's what... And then it's offered at a public auction as well.
So the starting bid would be what is owed?
No, not for hers.
What would?
Because hers is forfeited. So once it goes through mine, it's considered forfeited. So if it's not redeemed and it's not bought, then it's forfeited to the state of Ohio, okay, quote unquote.
People on radio.
I know.
Can't hear air quotes. This is what she was trying to do. Okay. So the forfeiture thing, is this where I could go to Cindy and say, hey, I'd like to buy this for a dollar?
No. You can't go to Cindy. You have to go to a public auction as well.
All right.
And so she decides the starting bid on that.
Right.
There is a PACE loan on this that I don't believe that can be removed from it, so it will be there regardless. So it would probably be a starting bid of well over $1 million anyways.
What is a PACE loan?
So PACE is, so let's start with, it's a loan that is put on to your taxes. It's a property assessed clean energy loan.
Clean energy loan.
So like if you want to do an upgrade to your HVAC or your windows or your lighting, you can get a PACE loan. It's through PACE Ohio. And this is for businesses so that you can go and upgrade your building without having that held against your credit. It's on the building, so it will follow the property.
All right.
So it's part of your taxes.
Okay. And if nobody makes a bid to cover all of this stuff, then does the county own the hospital?
No, it just sits there vacant.
Well, someone's got to take care of it. I mean, does it fall into disrepair? I mean,
eventually it will fall into disrepair because nobody's going to be taking care of it.
What about Martins Ferry? What's their role in this?
City or school?
Either or.
So obviously they both have an interest in this. For the school perspective, that's tax dollars because there is outstanding. I want to say there's about $450,000
that they owe Martins Ferry.
That they owe in taxes.
Total taxes.
That's taxes. PACE loan is what is predominant amount of this.
Okay, so they owe money to the Martins Ferry School District.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they owe to all the entities, including the county.
Okay. And what about the city? Do they owe the city also?
The city gets a portion. They have their own levied taxes on there.
All right. So can the city do anything about this? Can Mayor Davies do anything about this?
I don't know what's within his powers to do that.
He was on the advisory committee. Are you familiar with this advisory committee?
It was an ESID board.
A what?
ESID, E-S-I-D.
Which stands for?
Energy Special Improvement District.
And what does that mean in English?
Basically, in order to get a PACE loan, you have to have an ESID board put together. So that it's a nonprofit that's put together to oversee the PACE loan.
Okay. And do you think that they oversaw this properly? Because I got the sense that this kind of blindsided people.
Well, Dr. Johnson, I believe, was on that board, or a representative of his was on that board. So
you're wincing as you're saying, Dr. Johnson.
I mean,
Johnson.
Like, you know, it, well, I mean, like, you're personally involved on the board that's overseeing your loan. I don't know.
Is that legal?
It is legal. It is legal.
Do you know, have you ever met this Doc Johnson?
Once.
What did you think?
I mean, he was in my office along with Cindy Henry and a couple attorneys regarding his Board of Tax Appeals case.
When was this?
I want to say it was like September, October of last year.
What did you think of him?
I mean, he was fine. I mean,
his argument was what?
His attorney spoke more than he did.
Local attorney?
Yes, they're both out of Wheeling.
Okay. Who was it, by the way? Phil Harris?
Excuse me?
Nothing. Just
Paul Harris is who you were wanting to say.
Oh, Paul, that's right. I was thinking of a Phil Harris, but no, it's it Paul Harris?
It was not Paul Harris. I don't know if Paul was able to practice then.
Okay. just wondering. So I've heard, I've never met Doc Johnson.
Okay.
I've never met the man. I've heard lots of things. I've read lots of things. Do you know anything else about this guy?
He also runs Access Dayton or Access. It's a mental health facility in Dayton, Ohio. So we're aware that he has that. He has a property in West Virginia. I've been told that that property was sold. However, I've not seen the transfer.
Wheeling Pit fiasco?
Yes.
In Wheeling?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What a joke that is. Do you think, and I've got to be careful in the way that I ask this, as a Belmont County treasurer, do you get the sense there might be anything that was done here that maybe wasn't by the book?
Quite possibly.
Like what?
I wouldn't say that as treasurer, I would say that. I'm just saying from a person looking from the outside in.
So tell me what you are looking at.
First of all, let's just go to this true story here. From the time that the story, quote unquote, broke, which was February 20th at the, I believe that's when Martins Ferry School actually had their meeting. Mm-hmm. That's when everybody found out that East Ohio didn't pay their taxes. I was well aware of that. I didn't need anybody to call me to tell me that. I know what's going on in the county. So from that point to the time that they closed, 1 month, February 20th to March 20th, that's all it took. That was a pretty fast timeline, if you ask me.
What do you make of that?
I don't know. I honestly
don't.
What's
your gut tell you?
Well, I mean, obviously they were already spiraling, but there were so many people involved trying so hard to save. I mean, we've all read the articles and things of that nature and heard the news that, you know, this is not the first time that the employees were not paid, that they'd gone through this a few times. However, they apparently were paid in the meantime. So that gave them some hope that this would be paid as well.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, this spiraled pretty fast. I don't know what to make of it.
I got the sense, like with his advisory board, that they were not terribly forthcoming. They had to have known long before this hit the airwaves, before it hit the public, that they were having serious financial problems. They had to know this.
No, not necessarily, because they had that Board of Tax Appeals case that they could actually cover with. So by not paying your back tax, because you don't know that that's the right amount, because Board of Tax Appeals still had to make that decision, you could technically say, well, you know, no, he's not making that payment, not because he doesn't want to or not that he can't, but because they just don't want to put that money into the pot and not have and just have it sit there for not an unknown time period. You can make the argument that no, they didn't necessarily know.
Do you get the sense there was a cover-up here? Do you get the sense that there's something more here than just staggering ineptitude, a failed business? With all the
I always do say follow the money.
Well, tell you what, think about that. We've got a break coming up here. We've got news. Think about following the money. Special guest, Kathy Kellich. She is the Belmont County Treasurer, and she is, again, a very special guest this morning. She'll be with us for another half hour, and then she has a dental appointment. Instead of being with me for the whole show, I've got to see my dentist because of
my teeth hurt listening to you.
I've got good news. I brought some dental floss.
I would not take the dental floss out of your pocket. I mean, where has that been and how old is that?
It's fairly new. I got this at the dentist. I can help you with the
See, you went cleaning. To the dentist. You were okay with that. You were okay going to your own dental appointment.
Say ah. Just say ah. Come on. There you go. A little more. I get, oh, the front teeth. I get, I washed my hands last week. No, really. Let me. So I actually did bring floss. All right, fine. More with Kathy Kelledge, and we're going to ask some tough questions next.